What I always think about when things like this happen is how are people handling it?
Yeah.
And I reached out on Facebook to someone from Utah who is living in Paris, Josette Bakaly, and she joins us now on the KSL Newsline. Josette is in Paris studying for her master's degree, originally from Sandy. Josette, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Josette, talk to me about when you first heard about this attack today there in your town.
Yeah, so I was originally at work when it first happened, and I got off work, and my cell phone had sort of gone off the wire with text messages and phone calls from both my Parisian friends and other American friends who are still on vacation in the U.S. and haven't come back to Paris, asking sort of what happened, are you okay, you were in the area, and things like that. So I instantly, you know, got on Twitter and looked at Le Monde, which is a big newspaper here, to find out what had happened and heard about the Charlie Hebdo shooting.
And talk to me about the magazine Charlie Hebdo, because is that really a magazine that everyone knows about, or do a lot of people read this magazine?
So it's definitely a satirical magazine of the left, but everybody knows what it is. It's a satirical magazine that attacks extremism, but in every sort of sense of the word, not just religious, but sort of everything. And so it's definitely a well-known magazine, regardless of whether or not you read it. You see it on the newsstand, you see people reading it in the metro or waiting for the bus. So it's definitely well-known, and it's something that sort of shocked the whole entire, not just Parisian population, but sort of France at large. People are in awe because really it's an attack on the freedom of an expression, which, just like in the U.S., is sort of at the heart of French values.
You said you were at work, right? France definitely knows what that's about. Now, when you came home from work, though, you were at work when you heard the news. What was the mood as you know, I'm assuming you're walking or taking public transportation or something. What was the mood in the city?
Everyone was sort of in shock and awe. So normally on public transportation or in the street or in public spaces in Paris, people don't really talk to each other. But everyone was abuzz, and did you see what happened? And you'd overhear someone else's conversation and give input as to what you knew about it and the different updates. And on the metro, people would see someone, you know, reading about it on their phone and chat about it. And it was definitely a widespread conversation throughout the whole entire city, which is not something that you have on a day-to-day basis in a city like Paris.
We're starting to see on Twitter and other news organizations that people in Paris have taken to the streets, that thousands of people are gathering in different squares to show their concern for those who have been lost. Is that something you've been involved in, or your friends? Are they out getting involved in these rallies at this point?
I know some people, but I mean, I'm personally not involved. I'm here talking with you. But, yeah, it's something the ministers all said, you know, they're going to ban sort of public gatherings and stuff as a means of keeping security in place. But people have sort of spontaneously started these gatherings to give homage to the lives that are lost and the families and the friends of the victims of this terrorist attack, which just sort of goes to show how much people care and are supporting the cause and free speech. And it's not just throughout Paris or France, it's all across Europe. You've had different sort of candlelight ceremonies going out.
Josette, my last question is just tomorrow, as you go about your day, are you going to change anything that you do? Are you fearful at all?
I'm personally not, and I think that this was a very specific and a very targeted attack, which is very sad, but something that was completely different and well thought out from a lot of other terrorist attacks that I think that we've seen in the past. But it is something that people are much more mindful of. There's more security in the streets and public transportation. My university is taking extra precautions over the next few weeks to check student identity cards and staff identities. So it is, security has been heightened, but I personally don't think that there's any reason to necessarily walk around in fear. And with all terrorist attacks, that's sort of the last thing you want, because that's one aim of them, I do believe.
Exactly. Thank you so much. This is Josette Bakaly.
No,
she's from Sandy, Utah. She's studying, getting her master's in Paris right now, and we really appreciate that firsthand just knowledge of what the city is like, and I appreciate what she said there at the end, that we can't give in to what they wanted.
Exactly right. And we also had a chance to go over and visit with one of the people who have a booth here. They are from Paris. We'll let you know their comments and their thoughts today. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get to that and some of the information that we now know coming out of Paris. After that, we will dive into the Consumer Electronics Show, but we will continue to monitor everything going on in Paris. We are hopeful that they're able to track these individuals down and bring them to justice as quickly as possible. All that coming up next on The Browsers on KSL News Radio.